What started out as a way for a young widow to pour out her grief became one of the most important records of life in war-torn Fredericksburg, Virginia during the Civil War. In the 1850s, Jane Howison Beale was left with 9 children to care for after her husband died of a heart attack, but events of the day soon eclipsed that heartbreak with something even more sweeping.
Civil War here is really to this community what Katrina is to New Orleans. Everything was either before or after that moment.
Civil War historian John Hennessy wrote the introduction to the published version of Beale's private writings.
She takes up her pen with a regularity and a volume that turns her diary into one of the 3 or 4 most important sources we have on this part of the world's experience during the Civil War.
It includes a vivid account of the day her family was caught in the Battle of Fredericksburg on December 11th, 1862.
They spend a memorable day in the basement of their house on Lewis Street, huddled against the Union shells, praying rather vociferously and intensely. Until finally, at the end of the day, as the sun's going down, they are evacuated out to the countryside, as were literally a couple thousand of the white residents of Fredericksburg at that time.
Many of the town's enslaved people remained in those houses during the battle, and even though it went down as a Confederate victory, it became clear to Beale that life as she knew it was changing, and the old order passing away before her eyes.
And hers is an entirely typical perspective on really what the end of slavery implied for the white community here. She was not happy about it. She didn't see any justice in it. She resented it mightily.
And this is where the transgressions of the past, disturbing as they are, can be viewed and explored in their original state, the raw material of a writer who never expected them to be viewed by her contemporaries nor by readers from another time.
The words of someone like Jane Beale are also a cautionary tale, how a good person, an upstanding person, can hold beliefs that we as a society need to address and move beyond.
According to the historical record, during the Battle of 1862, Union soldiers destroyed or looted many homes. Beale's house was spared, but that's all we know because her diary entry 2 days later was the last she would write, though she lived for several decades after.
Monday, December 14, 1862.
Isla Ling is Beale's great-great-great-great-granddaughter. She lives in Blacksburg.
We heard a few guns in the morning, but the firing ceased presently, and we heard nothing more all that day and the next but the moving of the wounded and burying of the dead. Various reports reached us, one of which was that General Lee intended destroying the town, thus driving the Yankees from their place of refuge. This came upon me with a great shock of distress, as I had just heard that my house was still standing. We afterwards heard that the presence of old and helpless females in the town prevented our noble, tender-hearted general from availing himself of his advantage.
The lecture series in Fredericksburg, beginning this week, features Jane Howison Beale's diary. 2 other women's diaries are also part of the series. They belong to Mary Blackford, a Union sympathizer, and the teenaged Lizzie Alsop. The programs will take place at the historic Circuit Courthouse in Fredericksburg. I'm Robbie Harris.